Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskadden here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast as usual. So glad you've joined us today. I pray you're being blessed by the Lord. We are going to release a prophetic dream today the Lord gave me. And it's about Psalm 92, very unusual. And I have sought the Lord for what it means for this hour. And I believe we're going to release that for you today, of your focus for the season we're in. All right, let's listen in.
You see that you're shaping my life. All I am, I surrender. Give me faith to trust what you say, that you're good, your love is great. I'm broken inside. I give.
Well, blessings to you. Glad you made it to us here on this Wednesday, seventh day of June 2023. We're pressing forward with this prophetic word that we started on Monday. The Lord gave me a dream, and in the dream, he told me to teach out of Psalm 92. It's a now word for us, and it's so specific on attitude of heart in the midst of a crisis, and the perspective that you can gain, and to walk through peace, the Sabbath, the rest of God, what he died for, what he was resurrected for. That is how we're going to make it through the hour that we're in. And I know many of your life stories. I know some of the nations that are listening to us today and the hardships that you're going through. And there is a place in the Lord, in the shadow of the Almighty, as it said, you know, Psalm 91. It leads out of that into Psalm 92, which is a place of Sabbath, of praise to the Most High. Always remind yourself about him being the Most High. High above all powers and principalities. High above any entity in the earth. The worst our life can ever be as a believer is here on earth. The best life can be for an unbeliever is while he's here on earth. So this is as bad as it gets. From this point on, it improves eternally. And we have to walk in an eternal perspective. If you don't walk in an eternal perspective, you are missing the purpose of the gospel. I shared it Sunday. Bobby Connor gives this term. If all there is to get saved and survive, then what we should do is get saved and put a gun to our head and die. Look, God wants us to move from glory to glory and not be influenced in the sense and controlled by the environment we're in. I live in a city that we're trying to transform. Some of y'all don't know about our community, but the crime is horrendous. The blight is horrible. No businesses are coming here as a whole. And we are contending. We have the mayor now, who's in our congregation. We prayed for him, worked with him, got him. He got elected as mayor. And now we're starting to pray into the city. We're starting to see transformation in small pieces and small increments. And we're not going to give up. We could just say, well, do what many people do is pack up their bags and leave. You know, I have people that are moving here because God has sent them as missionaries in this moment, because the city needs them. Your placement in the presence of God is based on you being in the will of God. And the exact places you live are determined by the Lord, Acts 17. So as we close out this psalm today, I want you to understand something. God has provided a refuge no matter what's going on around us. Look, I realize facing death is a difficult thing. And there are people today in the world as believers that are facing death because of their faith. We here in the West, we are not there. We still have freedom. We're still in a time of peace. And I did that whole teaching on Jeremiah 12. If you get weary with the footmen, then what are you going to do when you cross and get in the thicket of the Jordan? In other words, Jeremiah was being told by the Lord, look, you are in the time of peace, even though it's bad governments, bad entities around you, evil thoughts, people are evil, but you can't get weary there. Wait till it gets really rough. When you're, what the thick of the Jordan is what? The crossing over into promise. So we are going to press into this moment. And we left off yesterday on verse 10 about how he's going to give us strength to move forward in this hour. And that we're going to be anointed. I love that part. That he's going to anoint us to make us strong and mighty and empower us for a life of triumph. We're going to be a mighty, mighty horn inside of us. But verse 11 says, and my eye has looked exultantly upon my foes, my ears of the evildoers who rise up against me. What is he saying here? You have said that those who are lying in wait for, to come against me, that they will be defeated. And now it's happening right in front of my eyes, and I've heard the cries of surrender. That's what he's really saying here. I can hear the cries. Look, that's what we have to believe for, that they're trying to come against us. The enemy is obviously using the entities of the world, the governments and all the lies and all the spheres of culture. And they're lying in wait, but they will be defeated. Make this your declaration. When you see them prospering, or flourishing, as I said yesterday, when you see this, do not be afraid to prophesy the opposite. Now you're not praying against people and against the spirit that's in them, the things that they're walking in. You must prophesy that they will be defeated. The spirit says, and obviously if they're conduits for it, then they'll have to deal with that. The Lord will take care of all that. But you have a responsibility to declare that they will be defeated. And Lord, I want to see it right before my eyes. And I've been seeing it. I do a whole hashtag on my pipeline intercession page that we have on Facebook. I try to put up as many stories of where we're seeing it right before our eyes and hashtagging it, the tide is turning. Because I got to get faith in myself, number one, but I got to get faith in our followers to begin to see these things. Because, okay, we win one, we lose 10. Well, so we're just not going to rejoice in the one? Yes, we are. We're going to rejoice in the one, little by little. That's what we're going to rejoice in. The righteous man will flourish like a palm tree, and he will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Can you see yourself that? Look at how you've made all of us, Lord, that's what we're saying, how you made all of us who are lovers of you, and you've said we're going to flourish like palm trees. I love going down to the Judean desert and seeing all those date palms down there and just flourishing in the driest conditions. Sometimes down there in Judea, rains 3 times a year and they're flourishing. You can have dates all around the world that come from Israel, because they're flourishing in the midst of a desert. Your environment does not affect your fruitfulness. It does not. If you allow it to, it does. But it does not affect it. You can be fruitful and you can flourish in the midst of a drought. You can do that. And each one of us is growing in victory, and we're standing in strength, growing high, like what it talks about here, the cedars of Lebanon. God makes us immortal, immovable. Look, remember that. You're an eternal being. So it doesn't matter what they say against you, whatever. Your life is not for this world alone. That's not where you and I are focused on. Verse 13, planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. There it is. You have transplanted us, Lord, into your heavenly realm, your courtyard, where we're gonna be thriving before you. That's what we want to see. We want everybody listening to this podcast to be thriving before the Lord. Whether it's before man or not is up to the Lord. Look, we're going to have fruitfulness, but when we thrive before God, we have a peace and a joy that nobody else can have. I've shared this story before, but Bobby Connor shared it. He was speaking, he was Baptist, and he was just starting to come into things of the Spirit. And he was speaking at a campus, University of Texas campus, and I guess they had a religion day or whatever, and he was one of the speakers. And thousands of students are out in this open field and with a stage. And anyway, so he's speaking, and some witches got on the front row and began to levitate, doing their black witchcraft, and began to levitate right in front of the stage for the whole crowd to see. And Bobby, I remember sharing this story, he just said, "Lord, what do I do?" And the Lord says to him, they do not have any peace in their life. And so he did. He got on the microphone and he said, "That's fine what you just did, but you have no peace in your life whatsoever." And they said, when he said that, he said they fell straight to the ground and they lost their power. Because we serve the Prince of Peace. And if they don't have him, they don't have real power. They don't have real authority. And so we can say what we have. We have peace in the midst of a storm. We have peace in the midst of all that's going on because he's our refuge. He's our strength. I love that. And we're going to do it in the courts of God right before we're going to thrive right before the Lord. You can imagine how pleasing it is to the Lord to watch his kids thrive in the midst of what we're going through in the earth. Look, when I'm a father. When my kids are thriving, which they are, when they're thriving in the midst of all this garbage and God's blessing them and prospering them and giving them hope and giving them joy, I am thrilled because I know why they're thriving, because their rock, their foundation is in him. Verse 14 says, And they will still yield fruit in old age, and they shall be fruit of sap and very green. So in your presence, there's going to be an overflow to be anointed, even in our old age, that we will stay fresh and we will bear fruit, abiding faithfully before the Lord. All of us will. Are you with me? I'm not, you don't even have to be old chronologically. You can just be old because you've been saved a long time. We're going to prosper, guys. Verse 15, last one. To declare that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Listen, we are to proclaim that he is so good, and he is so beautiful, and he is our strength, that he has never made a mistake with us. You are just, and you are never unfair. We got to say that. We have to say that before the Lord. In that book I was telling you about yesterday that Anna Roundtree wrote, I found a quote an angel spoke to her, a high voice actually sang over her in the midst of what she was going through. And here's the song. It said, "There is a place where travelers rest and lay their heads in peace, returning to the eagle's nest. All war within will cease. O Lamb of God, our heart's desire. O truth and word, eternal fire. O Lamb of God, God's chosen son. Receive them when their race is run." I like that. I love this, that we can have a war within us cease. We don't have to live in turmoil inside of our being. And the fact is, the Lord will receive us when we've run our race. It's eternal, guys. This whole fight that we're in is eternal. There's a place for all of us. I know that's an ending song because of the end of a life, but that's what we have to have perspective of. We have to see that we're going through this long term. And I hope this Psalm 92 prophecy, prophetic dream I had, was encouraging to you. It was to me. I think it's a recalibration and a refocus to get our eyes so much off what the enemy's doing and put our eyes on who he is and what he's done for us and how he's going to strengthen us and how we're going to see the enemy lose right before our eyes. In a moment, it will end for them. For us, there are no moments. We live eternally. Even if we have a bad moment, it will turn out good. If we have a good moment, it will turn out better. It doesn't matter. We're always going to prosper and be the head and not the tail. That's the promise from the Lord. Let me pray for you. Father, this psalm, thank you for sending it to me. Thank you for sending it to us today as an encouragement. Lord, that we enter into the rest of God, the rest of what you did, Christ Jesus, when you gave your all and you became our Sabbath rest. I bless the listener today. I say that now they have instruction in this now word to make it to the next season of their life. Lord, I thank you for that today in the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you guys. Love you. Come back tomorrow for our daily podcast. Well, thanks for listening. We're also reminding everybody we are going to Israel, October 19 through the 31st. If you are interested in going, you can email us at tours@christiancentershreveport.com. That's tours@christiancentershreveport.com. For all the information, we'll give you the land price, and then you can check for your own flights, or we can arrange all that for you. We feel like the Lord opened a window through the Isaiah 62 fast to go back. So check it out. We'd love to have you come on our trip. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.